Autobiography of George Mueller, or A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer. Chapter 15. Heavy Expenditures. Large Income for the First Four Objects. 1874 to 1885. May 26, 1874 to May 26, 1875. May 26th. Received £980.09.07 from a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven. July 13th, from one of the former orphans, a Christian, now in service, 10 shillings, instead of buying herself a new bonnet. August 1st, from Scotland, £150, with £10 for myself. August 8th, from Ireland, £300 for missions and £200 for the orphans. September 30th, from one of the Midland counties, £450 for missions, with £50 for myself. November 20th, from Yorkshire, £200 for the circulation of the Holy Scriptures, and £100 for the orphans. December 27th, now all our means are gone. We have nothing at all left. December 28th, see how soon the Lord has again sent us means in answer to prayer for these objects. Received from a Christian gentleman, £181.18.01. With £50 for the orphans, being the entire proceeds of a field set apart for the benefit of this institution. 1875, January 1st. With the new year, the Lord was pleased to send us, as the result of many prayers, many donations. I only mention, as specimens, the following. From Ireland, £50. From Scotland, £110. January 4th. From Cork, £50, January 5th. An aged Christian near Spilsby, who being too aged to continue his ordinary work, having yet a desire to do something for this institution, and having some strength left, made 40 beehives during the past year for its benefit, which he sold for £4, and sent the money. This affords another proof how all who really have it in their heart may do something for the work of God. January 22nd, from one of the former orphans, £6.10. The donor has been a Christian for many years, is now in business on his own account, and had taken one of our Christian orphan boys as an apprentice. When the one half of the premium was sent to him, he returned it with a grateful letter for the benefit he had himself received at the orphan houses. January 23rd, anonymously from Birmingham, £400. From Hampshire, £100 for foreign missions, £75 for the circulation of the Holy Scriptures, £300 for the support of the orphans, and £25 for myself. February 12th, from one of the Midland counties, £450 for home missions with £50 for myself. February 16th, received £250, being £120 for mission work, £70 for the Bible Fund, schools and tracts, £50 for the orphans, and £10 for myself. From Glasgow, £12 for the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, I think it but right you should have the first fruits of the tenth of my business, which plan has been adopted by me within the last few weeks, solely from reading your publications. I pray fervently that the Lord would incline my heart also to give systematically to him as others did. I say fervently, as I had to contend with a grasping, money-loving disposition, which I am glad to say has been so far conquered victoriously, that I can now put on one side the Lord's tenth after the close of each day's transactions without any feelings of regret. I ask an interest in your prayers that I may become one of the Lord's stewards, and give still more largely to him, who daily loadeth me with benefits. From this amount, £12, you will greatly oblige me by retaining £5 for yourself. The remainder apply as you think best. March 1st, Monday. Since Saturday, when we had nothing at all left for these objects, the Lord has graciously been pleased to give us, in answer to prayer, altogether, £333. The donors who kindly helped us will feel interested in knowing how God used them as his instruments to send us help when we had nothing left, which I did not tell them when I sent their receipts, as otherwise it would have been like an indirect request for further help. I received this day £160 from London, with the following letter. My dear sir and brother, for the past 9 years I have not been giving systematically of my income to the Lord's work, as he has prospered me, though never thoughtlessly, I trust, disregarding any call which came under my notice. On examining my books, I find that, after deducting my entire drawings from the business which I started in my own name in 1866, a considerable sum has accumulated, and of this I have put aside 10% to be more especially devoted to the Lord's work, and desire to acknowledge that all I have and myself are also His. While I gratefully remember that what He has and He Himself is mine, it was through reading your narrative that I have been led to do this, and therefore send you the first payment out of this fund, say £160 herein, of which please retain £10 for yourself and appropriate the £150 to any one or among all or any of the objects of the Lord's work in your hands. March 2nd, the Lord has still more abundantly helped us. I received from Yorkshire £1,000. How soon is God able to help us and to replenish our stores? May all the readers be increasingly led to trust unreservedly in God. I have joyfully dedicated my whole life to the object of exemplifying how much may be accomplished by prayer and faith. May 26th, from a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £280. Though we began the year with only £167, 1 shilling, 3.5 dimes in hand, yet God so helped us by prayer and faith, without asking anyone but Himself, that we were able to expend for these objects during the year £16,895, 4 shillings, 7.75 dimes, and had a balance of £18, 14 shillings, 4.25 dime left on May 26, 1875. Only very few of the donations have been here referred to. May 26, 1875 to May 26, 1876. When we began this period, we had a balance of £18, 14 shillings, 4.25 dimes left for these objects. When it is considered that we had expended for them during the previous year £16,895, 4 shillings, 7.75 dimes, and that during the year from May 26, 1875 to May 26, 1876, our expenses for these objects were £17,643, 15 shillings and a half dime. The reader sees how small our balance was to begin the year with, especially as we do not go into debt. Yet, small as it was a balance in hand. Our hope was now again in the living God, who for more than 41 years has never failed us. We trusted in Him and Him alone, and He graciously was pleased to supply us during the past year also with what we needed. January 16th, from Ireland, £100. July 19th, received £250, £190 of it being for these objects, August 2nd. From Scotland, £150, August the 11th. For missions and the circulation of the Holy Scriptures in Spain and Italy, £500. The donor of this amount sent me a few years since his first donation, being 5 shillings. From that time he began to give as the Lord prospered him. In this way, not only his own soul has been greatly benefited, but the Lord from that time has so prospered him that he has again and again been able to send me £500, as also £100 or £200 at a time. On September the 16th, a gentleman called at the orphan houses, who up to that time had been unknown to me, and left with valuable documents the following paper. I, so-and-so, hereby present to the orphanage and the other institutions conducted by Mr. G. Mueller of Bristol, £3,000, blah, 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 5% railway stock in 25 per shares of the same company, £10 per share paid to be disposed of as Mr. Mueller shall think best. These documents were sold in the London market and produced £3,734, 7 shillings, 6 dimes, of which 4/5 were taken for the school, Bible, missionary, and tract fund, being £2,987, 10 shillings. November 15th, from India, £77, 16 shillings. November 20th, received the following letter with £150. Dear Sir, I have great pleasure in again forwarding my mite to be used by you in carrying on the Lord's work in your hands. Enclosed is £150, £120 of which is to be used in the work as you think best. The remainder is for your own private use. I would beg to add my testimony to many others which you have received as to the blessedness of giving systematically. I have been a farmer for about 20 years, and for about half that time did not act on that principle. And while giving my business as much care and more certain than now, still it was all I could do to make ends meet. About that time I had the subject of giving as the Lord prospered brought under my notice. When I was there and then vowed to the Lord that I would give 1/10 of the proceeds of the farm to his cause, should he be pleased to give me any. From that time I have been prospered in my business far beyond what I could ever have anticipated. I have truly experienced the fulfillment of the promise contained in Luke 6:38. I continue for a short time giving a tenth, but was gradually constrained to give more and more, until for some years I have been giving 1/2, and can truly say that the longer experience I have in this way, the more blessed do I find it to be. I heard you in Glasgow lately, and beg to thank you for your address on prayer. I trust many of us will have good cause to bless God for your visit. 1876, March 9th, from a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £200. May 16th, from Otago, New Zealand, £10. May 23rd, from Oxfordshire, £100 for foreign missions. May 26, 1876 to May 26, 1877. We had on May 26, 1876, a balance of £356, 19 shillings, 4¼ dimes, left for these objects. When it is considered that during the year from May 26, 1875 to May 26, 1876, our expenses for these objects were £17,643, 15 shillings, and a half dime. The reader sees how small our balance was to begin the year with. July 5th, received £500 from a donor whose first donation to the institution was 5 shillings. He had long been undecided as to whether he could afford to give anything at all to the Lord's work, as he considered that he ought first to be more prosperous in his business before he began to give. But at last he came to the decision that he would wait no longer for greater prosperity and give according to his means. Since then the Lord began to prosper this donor so as that he was able to send me much larger sums and shortly hundreds of pounds, and repeatedly sends £500 at once, having stated to me that since he began to act as a steward for the Lord, he could send me with greater ease £500 than the first donation of 5 shillings. August 1st, from the Bengal Presidency, India, £90 for these objects, with £10 for myself. August 21st, from Ireland, for missions, £100. August 29th, from London, £160, with £10 for myself. From Berlin, £34, 15 shillings, 5 dimes. This donation comes from a disciple of the Lord Jesus, who considers it a privilege to give to the work of the Lord a little capital, which he had saved, but which he now considers better spent for the Lord than to be kept. September 19th. From a servant of the Lord Jesus, who constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £200. October 7th. From 2 children of God, £500, through the sale of some property which had been left to them. They were able to give this sum, November 2nd. From 2 children of God, £500. Due to sale of some property which had been left to them, they were able to give this sum, November 18th, from the neighborhood of Stirling, £100, with £10 for my own personal necessities. December 31st, while I'm writing this, at Nimwegen in Holland, another precious proof of God's blessing on my labors has been brought under my own eyes, of which I have had, I might almost say, numerous instances. It is this: a Christian evangelist, simply through reading about the orphan work in Bristol, had it laid on his heart to care about orphans, and was encouraged by my example, solely in dependency on the Lord, to take them up. He began in the year 1863 with three in Holland, and he has at present 453 in an institution near this town, though through which I and my dear wife went, and which we saw with our own eyes with the deepest interest. 1877, January 1st. As the old year has closed with blessing, so the new year began in the same way. Many donations, and some considerable ones, were received this very day, January 5th, from Hampshire, £75 for foreign missions, £75 for the Bible Fund, £300 for the orphans, and £50 for myself, April 3rd. From a small shopkeeper in Bedfordshire, £5. The donor sends us help as the Lord prospers him in his business, and has sent to us very many times a similar sum, May 14th. From Yorkshire, for the circulation of the Holy Scriptures in foreign lands, £150, and for the support of the orphans, £150, May 16th. Received £5, 11 shillings, being a penny for every pound's worth of goods sold since the 1st of January, May 23rd. From North Wales, I received the following letter. Dear Sir, I enclose you in the post office orders the sum of £11, 6 shillings, 7 dimes, which I leave in your best judgment. Since I received your last report in September last, I have put by 3 pence of every pound that I have received in business for your institution, and although the times are become so poor, I am happy to say we do meet our bills continually. I believe circumstances are nothing in the Lord's way if we trust in Him, etc. May 26th. The Lord has helped us through one more year, but again and again all of our means for these last four objects of the institution were gone, completely gone. Under these circumstances, our universal remedy, prayer and faith, was used, and only this. May 26, 1877 to May 26, 1878. At the beginning of this financial year, we had only the small balance of £71, 19 shillings, 2.5 dimes in hand. Our balance was not enough for the fourth part of the requirements of one single week, according to our average expenses. But, poor as we were, our infinitely rich Heavenly Father remained to us. To Him we betook ourselves in prayer, and, as He had done many thousands of times before during the previous 43 years, so He helped us during the 44th year also, though not once, nor twice, but again and again, all our money to the last shilling for these objects was gone. June 27th, we enter today upon the second month of this new period of the institution, without a penny in hand for these objects, when, in the course of the day, came in from Redland with a most unexpected donor, to make the hand of God the more manifest, £50, and from a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £200. On June 30th, when again all money was gone for these objects, I received from Scotland £500, July 11th. From Ireland, £500 for missions. The donor will now have joy in being informed that when his kind donation was received, all our money was gone for this object, and the donation was the fruit of many prayers. July 31st, from the neighborhood of Chippenham, £100 for foreign missions. On the same day, we received from London £50 for missions and £20 for the orphans. And yet further from Kensington, £30 for missions, £20 for the school Bible and tract fund, £30 for the orphans, and £20 for myself. These and other donations not referred to carried us through the month of July, in which we had been again reduced to great poverty, but in which, as in thousands of times before, we were helped, not by exposing our need to our fellow men and asking them for help, but by taking it in confiding prayer to our Heavenly Father. August 20th, from Somersetshire, £97, August 23rd. From Scotland, £50 for foreign missions, £90 for the orphans, and £10 for myself, September 22nd. From Berkshire, 42 coupons, amounting to £147, 6 shillings, 5 dimes. From Ireland, £100 for missions, September 25th. From a servant to the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £500. October 6th. From the neighborhood of Orkney, £3, with this statement. Since I began to devote a regular proportion of my earnings to the cause of God, He has, I rejoice to say, greatly increased both my ability and my desire to do so. On October 16th, we received the following letter, with £2, 2 shillings, 6 dimes, for foreign missions, and £8, 10 shillings for the orphans. Dear Sir, I enclose £10, 12 shillings, 6 dimes, with the following remarks. On the 19th June, 1871, I commenced to pray in regard to a financial loss which I suffered in India, and at different times I marked down 10% for your orphans and 2.5% for your foreign missions, besides something else to the Lord. And now I have got a settlement for £85 as a compromise. This is a gracious answer to prayer, as the people offered me only £14, which I refused, and still prayed on. Several times lately, I rose before daylight, and was on my knees for 3 hours, praying about this and other matters, this being number one on the list of business which I laid before the Lord. Glory to His name, He has now answered me. I am yours truly. October 26th, from the neighborhood of Manchester, £80, with £100 for the orphans and £20 for myself. This donation came in most seasonably, for we had nothing at all in hand for the school, Bible, missionary, and tract fund, and it was thus the fruit of many prayers. November 3rd, received 11 shillings, 8 dimes, for foreign missions and 5 shillings for tracts, with the following statement. Last month, I was in need of certain articles which I could not afford. Satan suggested that I was acting very foolishly in sending money for the cause of the Lord, which I was in such need myself. Malachi 3:8-12 stopped his mouth. A few days after this, the articles I needed were given to me by a brother after asking the Lord to let me prove His faithfulness. A very profitable paragraph. December 5th, from Paisley, £2, with the following statement. This is sent you as a thanks offering to the Lord for hearing and answering prayer on behalf of a sick horse. The veterinarian surgeon had given him up for loss. So I arranged, when laying the case before the Lord, that if the horse got well, I would send you £2. The horse is now as well as ever, and I herewith gladly send you the £2. This case should be a further encouragement to the reader to commit all matters into the hands of our Heavenly Father, even when all natural prospects of help have completely vanquished. December 27th, the seventh month we began with nothing in hand, but in the course of it the Lord was pleased to give to us, in answer to much prayer, £1,890, so that we were able not only to meet the many demands, but are able to begin the eighth month of this period with £259, 19 shillings, 9 dimes in hand, from the neighborhood of Manchester, £30, January 1st, from Scotland, £100, January 16th. From Hampshire, £150 for the Bible and Mission Fund, £300 for the support of the orphans, and £50 for myself. March 9th. The only income today for the School, Bible, Missionary, and Tract Fund was 10 shillings from King's College Hospital, London. The reader may place himself in our position, considering how our eyes, under such circumstances, need to be directed to the Lord. March 11th. From a servant of the Lord Jesus, who constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven. £200. March 16th. Today nothing at all has come in for these four objects. But our eyes are up to the Lord. March 18th. From a lady in Clifton, £15 for missions. March 27th. During the month from February 27th to this day, our faith has been greatly tried in reference to means for these four objects, as again and again nothing at all has been in hand. Under these circumstances, we encouraged ourselves in God and seek to rely upon His faithful word of promise. We also are mindful of the fact that for 44 years the Lord has upheld His work and that He will not now suffer us to be confounded, though our expenses for all the various departments are so great. We have to enter upon the 11th month of this period without anything in hand for these objects. April 27th, the 11th month, was like the 10th, constant trial of faith, and we have again to enter in poverty upon the 12th month, yet are expecting larger sums from our Heavenly Father and His faithful help, which we have enjoyed for so many years. May 2nd, from a servant of the Lord Jesus who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £600. May 26, 1878 to May 26, 1879, with a balance in hand of £41.17.8 for these objects, we began the next year. This sum is not the average expense for one day in the year for these objects, but we had to provide the average expenses for 365 days in order to be carried through the year, and every shilling of the total was only to be attained by prayer and faith, so no one is asked directly or indirectly for anything. Therefore, there was again abundant room for the exercise of faith and for much prayer. July 11th, from Scotland, £100. This came in when we had nothing at all left. July 17th. From Redland, we received £30 when all our means for these objects were gone. July 22nd. The total income of today and yesterday was £3.07.7. The Lord allowed us to be brought thus low before He was graciously pleased to send us means. There is now nothing at all in hand for these objects. July 27th. Received by the sale of gold and silver articles, dentist gold and silver watches, gold and silver coins, diamonds, etc., £243.10. From Scotland, £130, with £20 for my own personal expenses. July 30th, from HB, £100 as a thanks offering for missions. Most gratefully was this donation received for missions, because it is greatly in our hearts to aid missionary brethren. August the 14th, from Sussex, £250. August 31st, from India, £100 with £20 for my own personal expenses. September 7th, from Yorkshire, £172.10 for the circulation of the Holy Scriptures, chiefly in foreign lands. £172.10 for the support of the orphans, and £5 for myself. On September 19th, was received another donation from the same donor of £350 for the same objects. On September 19th, was also received £175.19.4 in 53 coupons. October 16th, received for missions £5, instead of keeping a dog for the house. November 22nd, from a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, £800. November 29th, from Cambridgeshire, £95.18.4. As the Lord prospered the donor, so He gives. His first donation was about the 20th part of this amount. December 26th, again we have nothing at all on hand for these first four objects of the institution, but our eyes are upon the Lord for help. 1879, January the 10th, from SS, £50 for missions. January 17th, from a considerable distance, £150 for the Bible Mission Fund, £300 for the orphans, and £50 for myself. March the 11th, from the neighborhood of Manchester, £90 for missions, £158 for the orphans, and £10.08.2 for myself. By 47 coupons, £165.14.1 from a donor who has kindly helped us in this way again and again, and his donation this time especially came in most seasonably, as we were greatly in need of means. of the amount, 135 pounds, 14 shillings, 1 dime, was for these first four objects, and 30 pounds for the orphans. Most seasonably, likewise, was the donation from the neighborhood of Manchester, on account of our low state of funds for these objects. March 14th, a young Christian gardener, who resides at a distance of about 160 miles from Bristol, brought this day to the orphan houses 30 sovereigns, 10 for foreign missions, 10 for home missions, and 10 for the support of the orphans. The donor had thought of leaving this sum as a bequest, but decided on giving it at once. April 7th, received 5 pounds for foreign missions, instead of keeping a dog. From Glasgow, 10 shillings, with the following letter. Dear Sir, I send you enclosed an order for 10 shillings, which please take for you, for what you think best. My husband, like so many others in Glasgow, lost all his means this winter. I had this money laid aside for you since November. But as there are now 10 of us, and I feared for our daily bread, my faith was not strong enough to send it. But in whatever strait we were, I found I could not use it. It was only this week I told my husband I had it, and he said to send it at once. God give me more faith. April the 9th, received 200 pounds, 125 pounds for the orphans and 20 pounds for myself, and the remainder for such of the other objects as may at present be most in want of assistance. The donor wrote, I intended leaving this sum of 200 pounds by will to be paid to you at my decease, but now prefer paying it myself. May 21st, received 1,000 pounds as a legacy of the late Miss J.R. It was very gracious so ordered of the Lord that this legacy was now paid, a little before the legal time had expired for its payment. As we were almost entirely without means, and as we particularly desire to be able to send more help to the laborers in the gospel. May 26, 1879 to May 26, 1880. We begin our new period with a balance of 519 pounds, 4 shillings, 7 dimes in hand. A balance so great as this we had not had for many years. But great as, comparatively, this balance was, it was only a very small portion of what we needed in the course of the year. It therefore was very soon expended, and we had to look to the Lord for further supplies, as had been the case during the previous 45 years of the existence of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution. June 4th, from Greenock, 110 pounds of 20 pounds for myself. July 18th, from Yorkshire, 150 pounds for foreign missions, with 150 pounds for the orphans, August 9th. From Malta, 50 pounds, August 12th. From Natal, 50 pounds, by sale of gold and silver articles, etc., 174 pounds, 18 shillings. September 12th, received 5 pounds from Glasgow, with the following words. Miss enclosed a post office order for the sum of 5 pounds to Mr. Mueller for missionary purposes. She may state that it was owing to reading the short paragraph at the head of page 13 in the last report which moved her to give, and to this special object. I repeat the paragraph alluded to here because I judge that the Church of God at large needs to have the subject again and again brought before her. May I ask the Christian reader, do you practically take an interest in spreading the truth as it is in Jesus? Do you care for the salvation of the souls of the heathen? Do you pray for them? Do you do what you can to send the gospel of the grace of God to them? How much do you think you have given in your whole life for missionary purposes? How much during the past year? What act of self-denial have you practiced for this purpose? Do you think you give even the 30th part of all God entrusts you with for this object? Remember, dear reader, there are about 1,000 million souls who have not yet had the gospel preached to them. Therefore, he henceforth, in earnest, if this has not been the case hitherto, to do what you can to send the gospel to them. It is also on my heart to press upon my readers the certainty of personal return of the Lord Jesus, who says, Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelations 22:12. How will it be with you, dear reader, in the day of Christ's appearing? I affectionately commend this paragraph to the prayerful consideration of the Christian reader. September 19th. Received 100 pounds with the words, Thine own. September 30th. From AP, 10 pounds, as a thank offering for an unexpected legacy. For foreign missions, £25, given on the return of the donor's wedding day. October 28th, received from a Christian merchant, £200, with the following instructive letter. My dear Mr. Mueller, I would just mention, for your encouragement and to the praise of our Heavenly Father, that I have followed the good advice so repeatedly given in your reports of systematic and proportionated giving for many years, and the last half year is the best we have had, although trade generally has been so depressed. I therefore have the pleasure of handing you check for £200, £100 towards the orphans, £10 for your own use, and the balance as you may consider most required. November 24th, from a Christian cook at a sheep station in New Zealand who seeks to honor the Lord with his means, £20. December 15th, from Ireland, £200 for missionaries and evangelists, December 23rd. From a Christian family, £5, 5 shillings for missions, and £11 for the orphans. Father, mother, and children had, during the year, occupied some of their time in earning this amount. December 27th, today we received for missions from Weston-super-Mare, £40, when we had nothing at all on hand. 1880, January 1st from Scotland, £100, January 14th, from Ireland, £50, January 21st, from Hampshire, £150, with £300 for the orphans and £50 for myself, January 26th. During the past month, the Lord has been pleased to send us for these last four objects of the institution about £1,200, so that we have been enabled to meet all demands upon us and have £28.13.08 left, January 27th. Received £47.03.10 with the following letter from Scotland. Dear brother, enclosed this bank draft for £47.03.10. £10 of that sum is from Ms. Monsignor, to whom please acknowledge receipt, to be applied some same way as before. The balance, £37.03.10, is from us. To orphans, £15, missions, £15, yourself, £7.03.10. To the praise and glory of God, my Savior, I would like to inform you that about 8 years ago I was, through the reading of your reports, led to devote 1 penny per pound of tea I sold to the Lord's work under your care. I had for some years previously given 1 pound yearly, and when I did, on my knees before the Lord, engaged to continue to give that small donation with what might come out of a tea engagement, I have to say with a heart moved by a sense of his love and grace, hallelujah. Praise his name for the result which I subjoin. 1872, £8.14.09. 1873, £11.07.05. 1874, £11.19.01. 1875, £12.07.09. 1876, £11.06. 1877, £14.09.09. 1878, £25.19.10. 1879, £36.03.10. Yours in the Lord. February 5th, at a time of the greatest need, we received, as the result of many prayers, £500 from Ireland for these objects, March 11th. From Yorkshire, £190 for foreign missions, with £10 for myself, March 15th. From Ireland, £100 for missionaries, March 18th. From a Christian gentleman who has repeatedly helped us in a similar way, and whose donation this time arrived at a time of great need, 47 coupons valued £157.10.03, March 26th. Our balance in hand for these four objects of the institution is again reduced to £19.18.75, March 27th. The Lord, in the riches of His grace, has immediately, in answer to our daily supplication, sent help. From Weston-super-Mare, £40 for missions. From Ampersham, £5. From Edinburgh, £10 for missions, with £10 for the orphans. April 30th, when the last 3 days, the Lord has been pleased to send us £164.10.11. For besides various smaller donations we received in our great need from the neighborhood of Manchester, £100 for these objects. May 17th, from a servant of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seeks to lay up treasure in heaven, 400 pounds. Thus we have been carried through another year, and though we have been several times without anything in hand for these four objects of the institution, we have been brought to its close with a balance of 61 pounds, 5 shillings, 8.5 dimes in hand. All the demands connected with the 117 schools, entirely supported by the funds of the institution, we have been able to meet. With regard to the circulation of the Holy Scriptures, we have been enabled to accomplish far more than at any time during the 45 years. The circulation of books and tracts also has been very large. But in reference to missionary work, we have been able to accomplish far less than we have desired. May 26, 1880 to May 26, 1881. When our new period commenced, we had in hand for these objects 61 pounds, 5 shillings, 8.5 dimes. This a sum which was a little more than would suffice for the current expenses for a single day. June 5th, the income up to this day had been so small that our balance in hand was still further reduced when, today, we received 150 pounds from Ireland for missions, for which we had no money at all left. Thus the Lord has been very gracious again, appeared on our behalf in answer to prayer, June 27th. At the beginning of the second month of the new period, we had no money at all in hand for these objects, and our 119 schools, the extensive circulation of the Holy Scriptures and tracts, and our missionary operations were needing help. What did we do under these circumstances? Only what we have done during the past 47 years. We made known our request unto God. This was all we did. And now see, dear reader, how God was pleased to help us again, as he had done thousands of times before. On June 29th, we received from Colchester 10 pounds. On June 30th, from Torquay, 50 pounds. From Cardiff, 90 pounds, with 10 pounds for myself. July 9th, from Derbyshire, for the Bible Fund, 100 pounds. July 12th, from Clifton, 50 pounds. From the neighborhood of Stockport, 100 pounds for missions. July 17th, from Sussex, 51 pounds, 19 shillings, 9 dimes, for missions, with 13 pounds for the orphans. From Scotland, 100 pounds. From Clifton, about 2 years ago, a railway dependiture was received for $1,000, without coupons, up to this time. Therefore, we could not sell the dependiture. But now, in our great need, it becomes negotiable. And as it bore 6% interest, I obtained the highest price of 261 pounds for it. In like manner, after 4 years before, while preaching in Dublin, I received a Victorian government dependiture for 100 pounds, intended one-half for missions, one-fourth for the schools, and one-fourth for the orphans. This dependiture I sold now, in this our great need, for 105 pounds. July 27th. As stated before, on June 27th, we had no money at all in hand for the first four objects of the institution, but in the course of this 1 month, the Lord was pleased to send us, in answer to much prayer, 1,936 pounds, 4 shillings, 11 and 3 quarter dimes for these objects. It is an unspeakable blessed thing to have in God an almighty friend, ever willing to listen to the supplications we offer in our time of need. September 13th, from the neighborhood of Whitney, 50 pounds for missions. Received 150 pounds with the following letter. My dear Mr. Mueller, I have read over your report for 1879 to 1880 with much pleasure and with much spiritual benefit. I have just been delivered without injury from a very serious railway accident.